1 o'clock.
Okay.
Actually, it's 1:01, so.
Correct.
And we do not have a quorum, so we will not be taking any action, but we need to, we're recording this, so we'll.
Well, what's quorum for this?
Well, certainly isn't three.
Isn't it 34?
It had before.
34%?
It's four
the majority.
People. Oh.
Four of seven.
Four. Five
of
okay.
Seven. Six of seven.
All right, so it's a different majority than what we use for a different meeting.
Right.
State law for HOA is 34.
Yeah. Note that the meeting started at 1:01.
So that's where I thought 34%. Three is by the skin of your teeth.
And we have no public here to make public comments, so we'll pass that one up. We have no guests to introduce. I consider Jeff a part of the team now, not a guest.
So. Permanent part of the team.
Is that all right?
You have a name tag, so you're still.
Yeah, you got a name tag. Once you got a name tag, you
can. Yeah, you're a leper.
I just wanted to think we were overlooking you. Adopting minutes from the last meeting. We can't adopt minutes because we don't.
Well, I had a question. I do have a question on that. Just while there's still somewhat fresh in our minds. I know I wasn't here, but it says the motion item approved February workshop action item as amended. What was that? It doesn't have what the motion was or what the amending.
I think the terms are there just as it wasn't as amended, as presented should have been the word. I don't recall of any amendments.
What action item?
We're talking about the minutes.
The minutes. Minutes from the last meeting. I wasn't here.
Now, what's
Adam.
The date? So you. So
the 13th.
Okay. All right. I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah. And so I was confused what it was.
I don't recall of a change.
What was approved on the February? I'm sorry to be such a stickler, but anybody who comes and reads this would have the same question.
But they wasn't amended is the point I'm making.
Oh, okay.
Presented.
Well, okay.
I was using those words synonymously, presented and amended.
Well, a motion usually implies that there's an action.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's approved the minutes.
Was it?
Well, minutes were about that.
Oh, there was
that.
A second one.
This is a second. Yeah, it's an action item type thing.
It may have been amended because there might have been a mistake in the previous minutes. Yeah, like somebody was.
But it should be clear.
Minutes,
what
we so. It
yeah.
Just, no, that's true.
It's an action item.
You're right.
And
so
February,
sorry.
February workshop did end up having minutes because there was an action, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, just if we can maybe dig through and find out to clarify that. So that we're covered.
So you just want.
I'm just curious what it was.
So rather than
hi there, you just gave us a big smile.
Rather than a motion.
We now can have a meeting.
I still didn't hear you.
So rather than a motion item, it's an action item?
Well, no, you stated in here it's an action item that you approved the February workshop action item.
Oh,
I looked
sorry,
for minutes from the February workshop and did not find them in my email. So then I wasn't able to cross-relate what it was. So just being a little nitpicky on the minutes.
As soon as they are approved, they go on the grid. So if you're ever curious, you're going to see the final ones.
There is nothing there.
Oh, okay. You know what it was? Remember it still had draft on it?
Right.
Okay. Did you send that?
I sent.
So it should be on the grid then.
Okay, well then I'll go back and look again.
Okay.
But somehow we just need to clarify
that.
Yeah,
it should be within should inspire an ability to do that without going to make a research.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just saying if somebody goes to read those minutes, they're going to question it.
Yeah. Good point. Well, we do have a quorum now.
Actually, we...
No, she's not a voting member.
Okay.
Sorry.
I know, but...
You would be if I had a choice, dear.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't mind being a voting member.
Even if it was...
We still value your input.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming.
So thanks for being here. So no, it doesn't make form. But moving right along.
So we will not be approving the minutes of this meeting unless we go to the following agenda.
Correct.
Yeah.
to approve minutes. Unfinished business. Did you have anything in? I don't think you have anything unfinished. We were going to move right into talking about the goals and objectives. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have something, Bill, that you wanted to bring in down.
Just a real quick brief on yesterday. Of course, we had our first stakeholder meeting with the Parks and Rec providers, and unfortunately, because of the spring break, our turnout was relatively low. We had 4 of, I think, 12 invitees that actually showed up. And, of course, Kelly and Barbara both were here, so thank you for attending that. We had a pretty good discussion there.
Basically.
And so we had
it was a
stakeholder meeting for the comp plan, and it was the Parks and Recreation providers from our neighboring cities. And so we had Canis, which Pete Patel showed up for that, and then we had Battleground, and it was Debbie Hansen, and we had Jeff Knighton from Ridgefield, and from Woodland.
Jody.
And we had Jody from Woodland. Jody, I don't remember her last name, but...
It's a funny long one.
Yeah.
Yes. And so those were our 4 participants. And so we had I think we talked the entire 2-hour period and talked about, primarily what they wanted to see from us. They mentioned a few things, and we talked about some partnerships. So it was a good meeting. But we also agreed that in the future going forward that we should probably have quarterly meetings. Just all the parks providers, just to get together at least 4 times a year.
And probably 2 times a year.
Maybe, yeah.
4 will be every week, seems like. No, it feels like that.
Right, every 3 months. But yeah, it might come down to that. And so that was the essentially the gist of the meeting. Of course, we have the NAC meeting coming up on Monday night. And then on Wednesday night, Lori Lebowski and I are going out to Ridgefield to their Parks Advisory Board meeting and giving them an update. So that's what's happening this next week. So, okay.
So one of the things that came up in all four cities was regional trail connections mm-hmm. to their cities with our regional park, our trail system, and sports complex. And the third one, there was some discussion about pools. Thank you.
Oh, does anybody
want to
buy a pool?
That was discussed, too. How about there was a number for sale?
Yeah. He was trying to give his away. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I heard scuttlebutt that someone came in for a permit to put in a 24-hour fitness there where they did that zone change out by me.
Yeah.
But because they wanted to put a pool in, it was turned down. Is that because of the land stabilization there, the issue they've got with that?
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you would know.
No. I don't know why they would turn it down because of a pool.
Yeah. Well, that
must be some kind of criteria.
That's what's the rumor going through the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
But we wanted a pool.
Well, I can talk to the powers that be to find out what
they... There's two pools up there already. Want another one?
Actually, I want one that doesn't charge you an arm and a leg.
You won't get that because it costs too much.
Yeah. Hey, I can wish.
Yeah, sure.
LA Fitness has a pool, and then there's Kids Club, which I'm sure you want. And then there's Lakeshore. So there's 3 really
cool
pools.
If you've ever been to Kids Club, it smells like mold. I wouldn't let my grandchildren in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's stay on topic here.
Yeah.
One other thing that came up was what about the ports? And I think that's a legitimate concern that we do talk with. We've got 2 port?
Yes,
or 3.
The port of Kamiswashugal.
3. Bridgefield, Kamiswashugal, and Port of Vancouver.
Correct.
And all 3 of them, there are potential projects with all 3 of them that mm-hmm. we could benefit by. So
yeah, we're active
somewhere
partners.
We need to make sure that we loop back and bring them into the fold. I think that was pretty much everything. There's a lot more we talked about, but those were the major components of mm-hmm. what happened yesterday. I thought it was a good meeting.
It was good.
Did you get a feel that they would really buy into a collaborative effort? I know the gal that sat next to Kelly, Debbie, seemed very in favor. I wasn't sure if they were just
the
saying...
The impression that I got yesterday was that has been tried on more than one occasion in the past, most recently the Blue Ribbon Commission. And there was a collaborative effort prior to that where the attendance just was not there or the interest was not there. But you know, it never hurts to keep going with this and try it again, you know, because people change. Not people change, but people change positions. You know, there's new faces in some mm-hmm. of these roles, and so they might want to be collaborative.
Well, it sure seems like a good idea.
Absolutely.
Well, as professionals in the parks world, we know we have to collaborate, but it's a political decision, not a mm-hmm. not a professional decision. So we're playing a cop.
There's that. I didn't bring that up yesterday. I didn't feel like going down that road, but yeah, there's always, you know, all of these different jurisdictions have their politics that they have to contend with, and sometimes not all of the key players don't play nice with each other. And so we as staff, we always try to keep our partnership strong with folks because we know that we have to rely on each other.
Yeah. It's a tough call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't get a real strong read. I thought it was a good idea
mm-hmm.
and hoped that it would come to fruition, but I just couldn't read it.
Well, that's why we thought it best that we try to at least meet maybe quarterly, or you know, if that's not of interest, then maybe at least twice yearly. You know, with
when,
all the all
when
the
it comes down to recommendations, just make it as a, you keep pounding on that idea as a recommendation to the consultants,
mm-hmm.
and I will too.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we get into the comprehensive plan update and talk about goals and objectives, goal, mission, vision, and goals, objectives. I know that you had a meeting with consultants earlier this week, and I have a few comments, but you might tell us where you're at.
Okay.
You and I have talked about a little bit. So.
Yes. We had kind of a team meeting earlier this week, and Gene was there, as well as Laurie Lebowski, Jeff, and the rest of us. And I don't remember what the heck we talked about. We talked about quite a few different items.
A lot about the stakeholder meetings and everything. And
yeah, we talked about basically upcoming events. You know, we kind of tried to dial in pretty closely on the stakeholder events and making sure that we're prepared for all of those. We talked briefly about the vision, mission, goals, and objectives.
That
really wasn't what the gist of that meeting was
about. Oh, okay, well.
It was strictly about, you know, the upcoming meetings. We talked a lot about the results of the survey, you know, when they're going to be coming to us so that we can present them to you. We talked about, you know, winding up all the information from the open houses and then also trying to make sure that we document all of the stakeholder meetings so that all that information is compiled and that we can put into a format that we can understand it and move forward with it. So that was primarily the purpose of the meeting. Gene Akers also sent out a draft trails analysis summary. I remember Kelly and Gene both gave a presentation. Well, she wrote up a summary thereafter that is in draft format right now. And she wanted to pass that by us so that we can take a look at it and make sure there's no grammatical errors in it, and so that we can present that to the Parks Advisory Board probably at our next meeting. Of course, as you know, Gene is out for the next few days. She's out of town and at some summit or meeting. And so she'll be back, I think, on the 20th, if I'm not mistaken.
What Gene had told me about the vision, mission, and goals and objectives mm-hmm. were, as we present them, we're going to have to, we're preparing for a workshop with the, what do they call them now, council?
Councilors, yes. Yes.
How to learn that. I still struggle with that.
So, yes, we do
have it. And if you were to put 7 pages of objectives in front of them, they would probably gloss over and wouldn't.
Yes.
So we need to do a simplified version of this, and she said that they were going to take and run through this thing and modify it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
But our mission for today was to look at these. We had said at the last meeting that we were supposed to take a look at these and report back as to what our concerns are.
Correct.
So that's
jump in here and provide sure. a little information. In your package, you have 2 versions. You have one marked original, you have a second marked revised. What staff did was took the original and tried to kind of compress it down.
So this one here, this one here. So this is the result of that compression?
In your packet, there's first draft and revised draft.
Yeah. Yes.
And I like what you did with it, Jeff, because I think you left nothing else that was pertinent, at least in my going back and forth. Oh, but you did toss out some words that were just verbose.
Yeah, let me just step you through a couple of things that we did so you're aware of them. And I'm going to highlight a couple things at the very beginning. I don't know if you have both versions in front of you. It might be helpful to have that as I talk. But I'm going to first look at the mission. We tweaked the mission ever so slightly. We took out meeting community needs by providing, and we just said provide and interconnected. It's basically just a shortening. Of course, these are your vision, mission, goals, and objectives. So we are presenting these for you to review, to give us a yes, no, up, down, whatever you want to call it.
They call moving that from the passive to the active voice.
That's one
and
way.
So it was really a good change when I read it.
Okay. Another thing that staff did is that in the original, in the mission, we had environmental stewardship, diverse recreational opportunities, and economic development in that order. We switched that around a little bit just to bring diverse recreation to the forefront, because I think that is at the top of the list, really, and they kind of go down to environmental and then economic. Again, if that is something that you do not accept or you do not like, we can certainly switch it back. Okay, yeah. If you look on the original, it's in the mission statement. It began, well, I'll just read it, meeting community needs by providing an interconnected system of parks, trails, recreational facilities, and natural areas that support environmental stewardship, diverse recreational opportunities, and economic development. It's those last three items that we changed the order of to move recreation first. So the revised mission says provide an interconnected system of parks, trails, recreational facilities, and natural areas that support diverse recreation, environmental stewardship, and economic development. And it's really putting recreation first is why we did that. And again, if you want to have environmental stewardship first, that's fine. I just wanted to point that out to you. The final thing that I really wanted to highlight was in the very first goal and objectives. From staff's perspective, the way it was written, it really kind of repeated the mission statement again. The mission talked about providing this interconnected system, and then the first goal was provide a balanced, comprehensive, and interconnected parks, trail, and open space system. We tweaked that a little bit to really bring out the idea that we're trying to achieve a balanced, comprehensive system. So you see that the goal now says embrace a balanced strategy for achieving a comprehensive park system. There's a lot of little small changes throughout the document. A lot of it is just trimming some of the words down. And I don't think it really behooves us to go line by line through it right now. I certainly would entertain any thoughts about how you would like to proceed, whether this could be done through email or I don't know if Bill wants to weigh in here too.
That's one thing we talked about. What's that?
Well, it's pared down, but I went through pretty much. I was surprised at how many formatting problems there were initially.
Is this the old version to the new version, the cross-out one that you said?
That is the track changes, which is always a little messy way of looking at it.
How did you get?
We
sent an email out. I didn't see all three of those documents were in there.
I didn't put those in your packet because it's just kind of hard to look at.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of went section by section, and some of them were in a slightly different order, but I didn't see any key points that were missing.
The intent was to make sure that the integrity of the original document was kept intact, so all the work was put into it.
My comments were going to be that we'll never get their attention to it. It was too long and too cumbersome. And so anything we could do to cut it down without taking out the intent was good. I do have one word, and it's in the vision, that I keep stumbling over, and I'm interested in seeing if there's a better word for that, and that is the word high quality. I believe that generally the public nowadays doesn't want government to be high quality. They want it to be quality, but not high quality. Mm-hmm. And I think the mission, the vision, and the goal statements, not the objectives, but the goal statements, are as far into this thing as you're going to get most people to read anyway. So if our vision statement turns a person off in the very first one-line sentence, I think we need to address that now. That's my personal feeling. Mm-hmm. I love high-quality things, but I think it sends a message out in the first line of a document that we're thinking about grandeur as opposed to
right.
A good life.
Okay.
Sends an unrealistic expectation, so, maybe.
What about enriched or something like that instead of high?
Or strengthens the quality of
yeah, I think you can just simply eliminate the word
high. That was kind of where I was going, but I wanted to hear everybody else's thought about it.
Yeah.
And see if I was just nitpicking.
Yeah, but I agree. It would change from A to the.
The, yes.
Strengthens the quality of life.
Strengthens the quality of life of the community.
So we'll strike I and add
we would like to strengthen a mediocre way of life for our people.
Well, when we know that, when we know that 70% of the kids aren't even eating right, this kind of rubs wrong.
You make a good point. I didn't even think of that.
Quality that meets budget.
We don't thrive here.
Survive.
Yeah. Oh man, this is let's not go. I'm sorry. But anyway, there's a lot of people that are pretty sensitive to that stuff. So. Anything else on that? I mean, we want to get this behind us. We want to be able to give this to the commissioner.
Yes, and that's what we need to talk about.
Well, I really appreciate the wordsmithing on there.
Yes.
Because that's something that
I
know I can be very verbose, and that one of the things I do is I try to go back after and take out all of those colorful words that don't add anything, and that's what you did.
What I was going to suggest we actually do in this document is to have our vision, our mission, our goals listed as bullets, and then go our goals with the objectives under it. Because you feel obligated to reach your objectives under each of the goals.
Mm-hmm.
And goals and objectives tie together, but if we had our goals just listed as a bullet point, and then went back and goal one is
and expand on it. Yeah. That's a good point. When you get
it, it repeats things a little bit.
They'll at least get to that.
You know you get through the goals.
So format it so that all the goals are shown together without the objectives.
And then they're repeated again with the objective.
Yeah, just insert one thing where it goes vision, mission, goals.
Goals and title.
High level goal itself. And then leave the goals objectives as it is below that. That way, you at least get them to look at that first page.
Yeah, we could always get it all on one page then.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, I don't want to lose our objectives in the process.
No. The next page.
You get it.
Yeah.
But the objectives are the action items.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
I have a question on the goals and objectives, number 1B. We struck it out completely. But I'm reading it wondering.
No,
A, why it was in there, but is it mentioned somewhere else that I just don't see?
I didn't bring that one with me.
Which one was it again? I'm sorry.
1B.
1B. On the original was completely struck. So I'm wondering.
I think to some degree it was part of the overall goal. Embrace a balanced strategy for a comprehensive park system.
It's
and then we go balance regional community neighborhood park and recreation needs supporting all objectives.
So we really said that in the goal.
That was
so that was almost a repeating goal.
Yeah, so that's a redundancy of some sort.
That is an answer.
Help me identify countywide needs there. It kind of goes back to you see some of that in mission and vision as well too. Mm-hmm. There was some compression though, and there are things that are missing and there are things that are changed, and I would urge the PAB members to go over it carefully because there are things that you may not like, and you certainly do not want to be presenting something to the board that
I don't have anything personal about the, but I wonder why we had it there. We did have that sort of passion around balance regional community and neighborhood park and recreation needs, supporting all objectives and adopted community plans that are aligned with the rules. I don't know where it came from.
I remember we and I don't think discussing that we have all these things out there that
balance.
Very active discussion that day.
It really didn't carry any real major impact to that statement. That wasn't met by a lot of the other statements here. So I guess I didn't have a lot of heartburn about that.
Okay.
Marcia called and she had some concern that we were leaving out a volunteer program.
No, that's in here.
And I thought it was in here.
Yeah, it's in here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in here.
No, I know it is.
But I was on the phone and I had to pull over on the freeway to talk to her. And I didn't have a document.
Yeah.
Goal 6, Objective C, promote volunteerism to enhance community leadership and stewardship of
parks. That's where I was trying to read and come back to that to her. I said, I'm sure it's in there, but I can't tell you the second. And she was... I think she was citing the actual name of a volunteer program that Commissioner Mador has been talking of.
ParkHero.org. That's our
volunteer
program.
She wanted a name. I don't think that is.
But that, you don't want to limit it.
This is the place where you put
that
name.
Yeah, you don't want to limit it.
It's not in here. So that was my response back to her, but I told her I'd bring it up because she made the call.
6 years from now, it'll be called something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was.
Park Hero is really the name of the website.
It's the website you use to log in to us.
So I didn't see that the answer back to her was I thought it was already covered.
So, question for you. It says on E, I don't know where we're exactly at, but on number 2,
two
the goals,
2E,
it says urban walkability. I'm just curious, is that wouldn't that be just part of the trail system as opposed to, because wouldn't that just, rather than, I guess you can say urban and rural walkability, right?
Well, I think, in my mind, I see it as different, Adam, because in the urban setting, you've got things that are not formalized trails, like your bike routes on the roads and such. I don't really consider that a trail.
Well, but that's a transportation issue, not a park.
Yeah, but it's a connection.
Well, if there isn't a relationship between the bike groups and transportation, there needs to be. We certainly need to work on. In fact, Kelly and I were talking about that recently. That transportation is a big part that we need to be better connected with.
Of course, but I'm just curious with the. The urban walkability, promote safe pedestrian bicycle routes during development review to encourage connectivity between parks, trails, schools, and businesses.
The key three words that I saw there were during development review.
Correct.
And maybe I didn't realize, but I envisioned that this was really talking about private development coming in and encouraging the type of connectivity to serve the greater community.
The one thing we talked about yesterday at our stakeholder meeting, we kind of brought it up, is that, all too often you see these big subdivisions that go in that are next to another subdivision. There's no connection between the two. So you got to go out and around, and it's particularly in your area out there, Barbara.
Unless Clark County requires it, and had our developer put in walking trails.
Correct. So you have some kind of a walking trail.
I don't want to riffraff in those communities. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't let others walk on our trails. What are you talking about? Izzy is out patrolling.
I think this is a critical one in there, and it's purely talking about connectivity, encourage connectivity between schools, parks, trails, and businesses. And it's really talking about how we're going to get to our parks. So it's an important component. Mm-hmm. In the urban area. We're talking about most people live in the urban area. It's not leaving the rural area out, but it is that element of getting people from their front door to our trail systems or our parks.
We have way too many developments or schools put in next to developments where there's
no way to get
like 20 gates because only those families that live on the gate on the backyard that have a gate can access the school. Everyone else has to literally walk around their deal. And that's okay because, you know, exercise is good for you, but it's...
Not when it's 5 minutes till the bell rings.
Access right there.
I'm not against it. I'm just asking, posing questions. Like, what is it? I'm just asking.
Uh-huh.
Is it the parks department's job to determine where that's at, or is it that the creator of the housing development and the county work in tandem to
so
determine?
In your opinion, who's the county?
The county is the one who issues permits.
So the
community development. If they're not encouraged, community development isn't encouraged to see that we can walk from your front door, if you lived in a neighborhood, mm-hmm. to the park, aren't we hurting? So what this says is encourage that connectivity.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I remember insisting this one be in it.
It's kind of a role to inform community development. Hey, this is what we're striving for. You know,
sure.
Please, when you look at the submittals.
If it was saying, and Parks Department fund those things, I would say no way.
There's really three different departments here. You have community planning that does a lot of the transportation planning, including the bike ped planning. Mm-hmm. The public works, who of course runs the parks division. Then you have community development that processes the applications that come in the door.
Right.
So, you know, of course, all those are part of the government. And I think what we're trying to say is you want these to mesh up as much as possible for the departments to work together. Now, the one thing that I am going to call your attention to on this one, if you go back to the original and look at the final sentence on 2E, is that safe connection should be required for new construction.
Oof.
I'm not sure that we have the ability require that,
right.
And I'm not sure exactly what that would mean, too.
Right.
So that actually did not survive the editing process.
Right.
But, again, if PAV feels very strongly about making a statement here, there's no reason why we can't strengthen that and put something like that back in.
Well, I think the reality of life is that you can encourage an activity like that. It is much more difficult to get any teeth into a mandate, and we would lose support if we, I feel, go too far this way. I think we need to really work on the relationship to see that it's strongly encouraged.
That would be, to me, a policy decision at the county level.
I think when you talk about this document and what we are, we know we don't have the power, but we have the advice. We're advising them that they should do this.
Yes.
So I guess from our point of view, we're not saying they have to do this. We're saying they should do it from our point of view.
That's correct. You could say going forward, we would recommend or advise that, you know, that... So is there a way to, while this is a great document, does someone in the planning department actually read this and go, you know what, that's actually a good idea?
Actually, Lori Lebowski and Gary are both from community planning.
And so that's why they're here.
That's why they're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And certainly by us saying we should encourage and require that, not encourage, we should require it. That doesn't mean they're going to do it, but that means that they understand our strong stance about wanting it. And I like the fact that the word safe is in there too, because that's one of the things that everybody is complaining about when a kid gets hit by a car or something there.
I don't like the word safe, I just got to tell you. We can't ensure the safety of people walking. We can ensure... And we struggle with that as a school district. We hate this, like, safe routes to school. People want to go, where's the safe walking route? We're like, well, the suggested walking route is X, but we have no control in the safety of someone once they leave their front door until they get into the front door of the school.
But my argument would be to that, we don't have any control over building sidewalks neither, but we want them designed and built safely. So it's really not saying that. It's saying that the system would be... the latest design standards.
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
that term?
Best practices.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So we, that's what
we can imply,
the word safe is implying.
We can imply safer methods, you know, by putting, you know, walkways in between neighborhoods instead of making kids walk out to an arterial, down a sidewalk on an arterial road, and then go come back into a neighborhood that accesses to a park. Yeah. So
which that, then goes back to what you were saying.
Improving safety.
Connections.
Yeah. 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 Well, the kids were trampling through Chinook Park before it was ever Chinook Park to
oh,
get to
for
school.
Years, that was a way
for
school.
Years and years.
Yep. We actually enhanced the trail the year before just so they wouldn't get their feet muddy.
Well,
okay, under 2D1, just we struck out 3 and put under this longer number 1 sentence, existing publicly owned water access sites to address safety and disabled access. If we can also add wayfinding to that, because we struck wayfinding out unless that's no longer a desire. But when you're out on the waterways, like canoeing or what have you, kayaking, if there aren't markers on the side of the, you just really don't know how far you are, or where you're at. And, if that's still something that we can do, it really is a safe option.
I think you can insert it into what we've got.
Yes, I think it would be pretty
good.
Easy.
Point.
Yeah.
I can tell you a little bit of, from staff's perspective, we have an awful lot here on water access. And during our open houses, we heard a lot from the equestrian community.
But well, that's because they organized.
I'm aware
yeah.
of that.
A lot of them were from my neighborhood.
Okay.
When I look at the mission, vision, goals, and objectives, I did not see a single word referring to equestrian and such. So I think staff was trying to compress some of the areas down a little bit. They had quite a bit in them.
Sure.
And certainly water access was one of them.
Well, water access is Gene's big baby, so you know I could see why there ended up being a little bit more there.
But certainly add wayfinding back.
Yeah, putting wayfinding. You're talking about adding more.
Yeah. If you don't mind putting it back in, the word wayfinding.
Yeah. I think
it's a good word too.
And I only say because we got down the wrong way on our kayaks, and my daughter and I ended up having to get literally towed back in.
Oh wow!
Because we just thought we were so much. Like, it wasn't that much further. It wasn't that much further. And we just kept going and going, and finally we're like, we're never going to get in before dark. So I'm like, I wish there were mile markers. And I'm thinking to myself, we're putting mile markers in. I'm certain we will. Where are they?
Yeah. Oh, that's such a good point.
10 miles around the loop, we would never have taken the loop. Bad. So anyway, that could have been a real safety issue for us. But.
Well, I really felt my statement in this was that it was too long for us to be effective. And then when we take anything out, we start getting protective of those things we're taking out. So I think that whoever did the editing here did a great job of it without trying to hurt us too much.
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes it's best to look away and just have them rip the band-aid off.
Absolutely. I don't know what to say other than that. Yeah.
I think that essentially the really key points are in.
Number 6, maintenance and enhance sites. We just circled that we took out things like pursue adequate operational budget to ensure sufficient funding for existing future parks and facilities. And we also struck somewhere else where, like, we wanted to pursue additional funding for something. Did we just think that was just too wordy or too lofty a goal?
I think that just kind of goes without saying. That's what staff always tries to do, those things.
Yeah.
So
my thought on that was we were talking about best practices, and that goes with best practices. That's where I came from.
Yeah, I think this one considers stabilizing the Greater Parks District finances by protecting the levy. That's a real action item that accomplishes the goals that all of those words stated.
Actually, I'm seeking additional revenue too, which, to be honest, and I'm going to be very blunt here, but I think staff applied a certain level of political analysis as well too.
Well, I'm, I tell that, yeah.
And I think there's another place in here that talks about grant, pursuing grants.
Yeah, I read that too,
because I know that was one of my key things, is that there are so many grant opportunities that you can miss.
Does that become, once this
that
is finalized,
we need to focus
become
more on grants?
You go through it and go, okay, well, wayfinding is going to cost $300,000, and we're going to, you know, so is there basically a line item that you go over here's our run-down date, here's what the path
is.
We got two conversations going on. Go ahead.
What we recommend is, here's a number that corresponds to what our recommendations are, our comprehensive plan.
Okay. I'm not sure, Bill, you've heard everything there, but I don't think we're going to get to that level of specificity in the actual plan.
In the plan, what were you asking again?
So, just curious on, again, the newbie, but if we do add wayfinding, you know, for instance, all of these things that we're adding that currently Clark County doesn't offer,
yes.
Do we... at the end, when this thing's all done, before we actually hand it into the counselors, do we go through and go, okay, well, the wayfinding is going to cost an additional $300,000?
Yes, we do.
Every single thing, every change is going to be an actual number.
But we do. After we get our recommendations, we start moving towards the capital facilities plan, which we identify all the known properties that we want to acquire and all the unknown properties. But the way we do that is we will pick a quadrant of area, say north of 119th, east of 72nd Avenue, and say, you know, we intend to purchase a property, 10-acre property in this area. We put a dollar value to that, and then we also have to identify how we're going to fund that.
Right.
It's going to be grant funds, it's going to be PIF funds, if it's in the urban unincorporated area, or it's going to be real estate excise tax funds or REIT funds.
Right.
We have to identify and put a dollar figure next to it, and when it all tallies up, we'll have $225 million worth of wants and wishes in our plan.
But Adam, the question you're really kind of asking there is, do we subtract that out if we don't want to have a number? We have to, the wayfinding signs, they cost $50,000. I'm just using an example. $50,000.
Sure.
We don't go through and chop those things off. The answer is, grant is our source of money for the life. If there's no grant, then we don't fund it.
Okay.
But
I'm just curious.
If we want to go after a grant and we decide we want wayfinding and we haven't put it in the plan, it's a no-go.
Right.
It's got to be there.
No, I get that. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Go onto the grid and take a look at the 2007 Comprehensive Parks Plan. Go down to Appendix, I think it's E.
Okay.
And you'll see Capital Facilities Plan. Take a look at that. You'll see exactly what it is. And the important thing is that we identify all of anything that we can possibly think of that we want to do in the next 6 years, because it has to be on there in order to become grant eligible. And so it's more of a wish list, because obviously we are not going to achieve everything that we have on this list, but it does need to be shown.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for
I appreciate some more of the pared down language too, because you can modify your needs. If your needs change every 6 years and you have a very generalized statement, you can modify your needs. Not so explicit that this holds you to a very specific something. So in my capital facilities plan, I put acquire new land and build elementary school. That's about as general as I can get away with.
Right.
Because as it changes, what would we do first, and how is by not being real specific about purchase the property next to X and do Y and build a 500 student X, I don't have to do that.
That's good.
Gotcha.
Okay. And once you do that, if you were to do it that way, the price of that land would go sky high to the ceiling.
Yeah. The minute that the public that knows that you're looking as a public entity to purchase a piece of property, it's almost impossible to buy right out. Even if you offer them what they're
fair market.
Wow.
You end up, in horrible discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to be too specific because you don't want to miss yourself out.
And you don't want to let people know you're looking to buy it. I mean, it's just kind of tricky, but on the other hand, you have to be completely transparent because you're a government agency.
So we've talked to vision, mission, goals, and objectives. Any more on the objectives, the cuts that we've made? I compliment you guys on doing that. It was a tough
work.
I couldn't have done it.
So just the path moving forward on this, do the path board members want to go back, really digest it, make sure that you haven't left out something like wayfinding or something that you...
I read it over personally. I just had those few little thoughts.
And if you're good with it, that's great, too.
Well, going forward, obviously we have a session with the counselors, and I believe we have to give them the information to look at early next week.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, Jeannie Stewart, when we talk with her,
let's talk about those when we get to our round table.
All right.
And so,
don't forget.
Okay. So, if you're happy with this document, it's still going to remain in draft form, just like everything in the comp plan is in draft form until it gets finalized. I would like to say that, you know, our Parks Advisory Board supports this, but that usually requires a motion to happen, and I don't think that's going to happen unless we want to go via email to seek votes. But we can present the revised copy to them.
I would like to go ahead and do an email vote on this because Marcia would be here if she wasn't failing. I think the damage done to not have this as we go to the commissioners would be more, and the fact is we've had some medical problems and things from the members. So if we can legally do a vote by email, I want that before we go.
Typically, we can do that if we're strapped for time. You know, I think we've done this once before where we voted by email. It was last year sometime.
Yeah.
Something that had to be done immediately.
Well, I know that they wrote it into the RCWs a couple of years ago for the HOA side. So I would assume it applies here, too. Mm-hmm.
Sure, absolutely.
So let's
and I don't want to circumvent that.
I know that's a little more work on your part to get those out to us and get the responses back. But I think it's important that we have that when that presentation to
the... I would prefer that we have
on the 22nd. Will be, I assume you're going to. Okay.
It's on my calendar.
And the thing is, I believe that the counselors need to have this document next Tuesday. So they have a week to look at it. But I don't know.
So that means...
If we can stretch that out.
If this afternoon you can get the word out to us. Do you have time after this meeting? We might even get through a little early.
So that will give me 2 hours.
Basically, you're just going to send this back out.
With suggested changes.
With two changes.
With the two changes we've made, or is there three?
You want the goal listed separately above the...
Three changes.
So three changes, I think. As a wayfinding sentence?
Yes, and then also...
Or just the word wayfinding after safety.
Yeah, just
safety,
throw that...
Wayfinding and disabled access.
Okay.
And I feel like an answer Marcia's comment. So, if you can get it out this afternoon telling them they've got to get it back to them by Monday, then you're fine for Tuesdays. Is that right?
So,
and we'll cancel the meeting at 3 o'clock instead of 3:30 to give you more time.
There you go.
So we'll close the meeting. I didn't mean cancel the meeting.
So, I'll send this out. Now, if we get feedback from members saying they want more changes, how do we need to address that?
That is a possibility that they might see something.
We should word it appropriately.
Yeah,
it's been thoroughly reviewed,
and
in your absence, we wanted to take a vote. It was unanimous at the... I mean, let's just we would like to have a yes vote before blah, blah, blah.
So it goes,
I don't know if you can quite say it like that, or maybe
you
all need to say it like that, and then she sends it out.
Yeah.
It
might sound better. Well, it would be a lot stronger if it comes with support from PAB as a test.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the goal here.
That's the whole idea.
So I guess what we'd be saying is we have in meeting, with the inability to vote here today because we don't have a quorum,
in the email is to just make sure that we state who was here today mm-hmm. at the meeting, you know, so that they know who actually took a hard look at it.
Yeah, I'd say something like that.
Well, it doesn't. We need one person to vote for it besides vote if
that's true.
Yes. The three of us here. So yeah. Basically,
make sure and tell Marcia her comments were fully addressed.
Yeah.
Okay, you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we'd be okay with that.
Well, the gentleman,
I'd be willing. Yeah, we'll get a unanimous vote, not a.
Would you mind if I ask a question?
Sure.
That's good.
On 8C, consider stabilizing the Greater Parks District's financing by projecting the levy rate, 27 cents per 1,000. Are they currently on a levy rate as it is?
Yes.
That was voted on and passed and approved. That's only in the urban, the
UGA.
UGA. That's not full county. That's in the UGA. And that is the 25 or 27? 25. I thought it was 27.
Is it 27 or 25? Because originally it was 27. In the goals and objectives, it was listed as 25. And I'm not sure where.
I think it's 27.
I think it's 27,
but right now it's at 24.
Yeah, but the 27 is what we want to protect.
Right.
We had to drop it down because we're a junior district.
It wasn't because,
So that number, so the point should be 27. But for your purpose.
And it was voted on by the council.
It was voted on by the people, not commission.
Levy.
Okay. Passed in a levy form.
Okay.
And the only reason it's dropped because it would take a week to explain the junior taxing districts and all that and three MBAs. But anyway, we're trying to protect that 27 cents.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to try to explain
it. And it's basically one of those things where it says no matter what, it's 27% minimum.
27 cents.
Yeah.
Per thousand.
Per thousand minimum.
Yeah.
But I believe in order to protect
so that's a maximum. Then something else will have to go, right? So because you have a maximum amount that you can get taxed, and that's it. And so your homeowner, and then fire, police, and then there's all these junior taxing districts where their prices vary per thousand because they have to. And we're one of those that can flux up and down, back and forth.
And that changes based on something.
Based on the revenue
home value and just cost of
based on the revenue brought in by the county from taxes.
It had to do with the fact that we're in the Great Recession. Assessed values were declining.
Right.
Assessed values decline, tax rates go up. But when tax rates go up, they bump against the ceiling and they can't go up any further.
Right.
So what happens? What happens is what's called pro-rationing. It's basically a pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets cut, and
that's what we're called a junior taxing district.
Gotcha. So they'll start taking parks money to, pay for
somebody
to make sure that the schools get all the money that they have in their levy. That's a senior levy.
Gotcha.
And the lid, when he says, did you use the word lid?
I used the ceiling, but
ceiling, lid, whatever, means the people voted that there could only be a certain level that the taxes would be at, and that's what that means when he says from ceiling or lid.
Right, from all the levies, they can't add up to more than
again, makes it a week-long program.
So what day are the commissioners, the council is going to take a look at this?
22nd.
The 22nd.
22nd, at what time?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, yeah.
There is a calendar.
April 22nd, right?
Yes. We got it.
You might give her a copy, because you weren't here last
week. I got one at the office.
Just making sure you.
It's tough to get everything on my calendar.
Well, look at the circles for this month. There's all.
So make sure you have the most updated one. On March 24th is the most recent version, and it's not the date we're in on right now. So if you don't have that one, let me know.
Do you mind sending that one just in case I don't have that? I printed one a while ago. That's why I'm like, I got this.
That's the most recent one. So I'll send it out to everybody again.
So on that levy, just a wrap-up statement on that, and that is, the word consider is really important there because the councilors will take a look at that and say, okay, if we're going to stabilize the levy, that means we have to go out to a vote of the people again to make that happen. and so it didn't occur in the original levy, so to stabilize it. So that would require a vote. So the
Whitaker
Center is good. That gives the councilors the ability to support it or say, yeah, we're not going to support it. So I just wanted to let you know that.
So we're clear on we're going to get this out this afternoon for a Monday vote.
And we're going to, by end of day Monday?
End of day Monday.
Unless that doesn't work for you. You have to do what you have to do on Tuesday.
I have a class on Monday, so I'll come in first thing Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. As long as we keep it legal.
Yeah.
Then next on the agenda is the survey update information. I think there's some good news on that. I don't know who's handling that, Bill, or
what the owner does. Yeah. Sure, I'll cover that very quickly. In your package, you have a little printout of our final numbers. Thanks to a last-minute email saying now or never, we actually had a record number of people participate at the end. 525 people voted and took the survey in the final week. That pushed us up to a total response of 1,483 responses, which is pretty good. I went back and looked at what the City of Vancouver did when they did a similar survey back in 2013, and they received 1,699 responses. They went about 8 weeks, we went about 7 weeks, so we're pretty much right in line what they got.
Excellent.
And our consultant is crunching the data as we speak. I could give you just a very quick preview of some of the highlights. 87% of respondents said public parks and recreational opportunities were essential to the quality of life. Another 12% said they were important but not critical. Not too big of a surprise here. We're asking people who are park users what they think about the importance of parks. One of the things that I would point out, though, that I found somewhat interesting is that 88% of respondents said that they hiked or walked in the past year. 59% said they had participated in wildlife observation. This is one that I found very interesting. 35% said they had exercised their dog in a dog park in the past year, which shows the the growing importance of these facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think we have a CAB meeting coming up. Is it in 2 weeks where we're going to go over the survey results in detail?
We need to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't speak out of order.
Is that the 21st?
24th.
Friday the 24th. And that's 24th. Work session.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very good.
Real quickly, I won't be here. I'm going to be out of town on the 24th. So the question I have is, would you like to carry on without me being here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good answer.
There's a chance I won't be here either. So Jeremy's going to take over.
All right. What do we want to know?
Jeremy's in charge.
Poor Jeremy. He's going to... I don't know for sure, but I might be out of town as well, so you guys are okay with that.
I think the important thing
we
is
want
that,
to move
you,
forward.
That you review the information.
Yeah. We will be probably having Greg's presentation that day.
And, I would hope.
And the time spent. Jeff, you'll be here?
Yes, I'll be here.
The consultants will be here with some of the information between the two of you. I would hope the team of the consultants.
Gene,
Laurie, Steve will be here.
Yeah. So it'll be a productive time.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing is the past would very much like to hear detailed survey results of that meeting, and we will convey that to the consultant. Make sure we're all on the page. Absolutely.
Great. Is that it on the survey information?
That was a good survey.
Yeah, it was.
I was really pleased to see that number climb. I was a little impressed before because it wasn't anywhere close to what Bill's goal was.
Well, in our last meeting, I was hoping to hit the four digits at least, And we certainly did that.
But my daughter still complained she never did get in. She tried to do it from work, and their Citrix server wouldn't let her go out and do it.
We heard from several people who had issues, and it was very difficult for me to pinpoint why, because they would even point to, and I got to this question, and it wouldn't let me proceed, And I could get in the survey and see that, well, 84% of the people answered this question.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure why the other 16% did not.
The reason she was trying to do it from work, and there's so many filters and people's...
They don't want them out there on the deep net, you know?
We heard from a neighborhood leader up in the center of the set.
Oh, that was a problem.
And she couldn't do it from home because I'd already done it.
She just said that it would not let her proceed on that question. It was one of the questions, I believe, if you had $100 to spend, how would you allocate it?
That's my name.
Yeah, that one was probably it might have been a browser issue.
So we probably had 2,000 people attempt.
Yeah. You almost got the 2,000.
No, we had 7,000.
When we're at the center, they were putting decimal points.
Broke it down.
Yeah, and so they thought, it's a percentage. Or they would put a percentage mark on it. And that would screw people up. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's look at the open house summaries. That was, we already talked to
that. We actually went over this a bit.
Shouldn't have been on the particular one.
I included them in the packet. These were the dot exercises at the open house.
Oh, okay.
So this is a summary of each open house. And we're going to, we decided to combine these into one rather than have them all three separated out by location of open house, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think Lori is probably
we asked for a summary sheet of these three into one sheet. Just to pull it together.
Well, you can see connectivity of parks, again, pretty high, and natural areas are pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Equestrians are really high.
Yeah. The horse people have a lot of money invested.
Feeding of animals, they do, but they don't have a lot invested in the facilities for them to...
Well, they've done a lot of work in the...
Saying that in a negative way. I'm saying that in a positive way.
Oh.
But they do a lot, but it takes a lot.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I understand that, you can't go out and buy a horse for $100. It's a lot of upkeep.
She really would like to work.
Every third grader wants it.
That's awesome.
Well, you have to acknowledge that they recognized the importance of an op plan and made sure that their people showed up to get the priority placed where they felt the priority was needed. And I pointed that out to my mother's group that had two people show up.
So we have talked about the BOCC work session.
Yes.
Stakeholders meeting.
On the session, attendance, I believe. Did you say you're going to be there, Kelly?
Yes.
And Barbara, are you going to be there as well at the board work session?
Yes.
Okay. And then?
I just put it on my calendar. Perfect. It looks like it's open.
Okay. Yeah, and I think Marcia said that she would be there.
So far, so good.
You're all welcome to be there. I mean,
absolutely. Adam, you're certainly welcome to be there.
Hurt that
as well as
to hear what they're saying.
Yep.
I want to get.
But I think I'm going to leave the stakeholder for trails to you, buddy. Because I have a volleyball game that night with my granddaughter. Sorry, she's more important.
Okay, well then. There's no new business. Bill, do you want to do your...
Yes, I've got a few things I want to talk about, and it's all purely speculative. So, Jeremy, would you like to fire up the first one?
I saw your presentation on the summer parks program and the lifeguards and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
That was really great.
Yeah, that was actually a good session that we had. I think Kelly and Barbara, you already know about this. I think we talked about this yesterday, in fact. This is the Prairie Slow Pitch Complex. It's Brush Prairie, the town right up here. This is 144, and Brush Prairie is 149, so it's pretty close by. 503 is right here. And so the gentleman called me up, I think it was last Friday, and wanted to see if we had an interest in acquiring this piece of property. And it's a 33-acre piece, I believe, altogether.
This is owned by the Hill family, I believe.
What's the name of the family?
Raymond Hill, and his mother actually owns it, and they homesteaded this piece right here, and in fact, that's the old homestead, and there's some modular homes and the barns and all that. They want to hang on to this sliver of land, but they want to try to see if we can take over this piece of property. It's got six ball fields, it's got an indoor pitching arena where they have
slow pitch fast pitch machines
in there.
Digger dome.
Yeah, it's called a digger dome. Yeah. And all the little leagues use it. They go out there for batting practice. Clubhouse, concession stand. And so the first thing I did is I called Debbie Hansen of the city of Battleground to ask her if she had any interest in this property, if they wanted to potentially partner, because either we nor they can acquire this piece of property alone. We just don't. It's outside of the urban service area, so it would have to require either rent funds or REIT funds or something, or monies that we may or may not have in the future. Luckily, they're not in a big hurry to sell. We've got potentially a year or 2 years to make a decision on it, and that would actually give us time to actually actively seek grants.
And there's no chance that they're going to just donate it as a gift to the community.
I might propose that. We do have a meeting with them on the 21st to do a site tour. So Debbie Hansen, myself, and Jeremy and Eric, and we're going to go out there and meet with them. It's just going to do the whole tour, and we'll actually talk about price, talk about other possibilities. But the one thing, obviously, we don't want to do is have them sell it and tear it all out and put homes in or whatever. It is primarily used by adult leagues. Privately owned, so they go out there and they bring their cakes and beer, and you know, go out and have fun. You know, that's what this complex is about. More recently, I understand that
you're going to ruin it for everyone then if you buy it.
Yeah, well, that's saying no more drinking. You know, but however, this year, I think I mentioned this earlier, we are actually allowing alcohol in parks by permit, so that might not be completely out of the picture. So that's for the future. I just want to bring it to your attention. I'd like to let you know about this kind of stuff as it comes to my attention, so that you're able to.
Would it stay baseball fields?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so it's going to stay exactly the way it is. Might see some enhancements over time or something, but it really depends on how we're going in the future. And I have no idea how the infrastructure is set up, what the program is on the fields, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, who is paying for it right now? Who pays to maintain it?
I would imagine the adult leagues pay a certain fee to play there, either by the hour or by the season.
Wow.
So I don't know. That's the question that we have to ask.
A lot of it's per game. No. Per game. So
they're probably losing their shirts on taking care of it.
I don't know. They make quite a bit of money at the batting cages.
I mean, I could see where you could, but yeah, I just wonder. Wow, that's a lot of property to take care of.
We'll ask them if they're breaking.
Well, if they donated and we could use the revenue that it can generate to make it pretty close to break even program, it would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, an entity like ours would be able to market and sell it and move it and get it rolled, you know, but maybe an RDA.
This field has been in operation since 1966.
Yeah,
it was homesteaded in 1966.
They must be self-supporting.
So I would imagine if it was a losing proposition, they wouldn't have been doing this all this time.
Yeah. I think there's so many games there the batting cages, so yeah.
There's packed?
Our church has, we have a league within our own church of like a couple hundred.
So your church chooses to go there versus renting this field, for example?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Is
it way cheaper?
I would imagine so. It's because it's way out in the world. Plus, you know, these guys, it's all like co-ed adults, so these guys are hitting over 350 feet with softballs.
It's basically in this area right here.
Right.
So it's south of Battleground, but north of Kansas.
Not going to be that many years before it's populous, though.
So there'll be no REIT or any of those kinds of funds available. We'll have to. Mm-hmm.
So obviously, there's always a need for more ball fields, more sports fields, and this would help the community to keep this in place if we require it. I don't know if we were unable to buy it, you know, what would really happen to the property going in the future. Okay, so
it'd be a sad day. There's we can have, you know, what, 6-7 games.
Yeah, that's a really cool contract. Yeah.
And we do it, we're constantly rotate fields on who wins. So, I mean, you could really.
That's pretty cool.
I understand there's also a camping component there. People can spend the night out there, so they might be making money in that regard too.
That's kind of cool. Get teams from out of the area. They can come in, camp.
Some massive hawks. Bald eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Massive. 7-foot wingspan. They live in the streets.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, Bill, that's a neat opportunity. That's really nice that they called.
It is. And this is that they have approached the county a couple, two, 3 years ago just to throw the bug out there. You know, that, hey, we might be interested in selling in the future. And so they're just now calling again for the second time.
Nice.
And a lot more serious this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Barbara, can we recognize this area? Tenth Avenue, 149th Street, right here. This property here is owned by Stan Firestone. Do you live over in this area someplace?
Yep, right down there.
Yeah, Jeremy and I were out around the other day. We looked at this piece of property and we thought, we need a park on that quarter.
You sure do?
Particularly, you know, on this side of the road. We talked to Jean Akers about this piece.
Uh-huh.
She's talked to Stan Firestone. This piece of property was acquired back in 2008 by Stan Firestone, who owns all the Berry Fields that Jeremy's been leased to all these years, and behind Fatal Lake. And anyways, he's got this piece of property that he bought in 2008 for $1.25 million. And that was right before the market crashed.
Yeah.
Hard. And so the assessed value back then of the property was about $1.25 million. Today, it's at about $200,000.
Well, the tax assessed is about $275,000.
Yeah, tax assessed value. And so the tax assessed value back then was much higher. With the property starting to rebound back up, we thought it might be an opportunity for us to take a look at this property and see if he might want to sell.
Well,
it is 9.6 acres. And of course, it's in 5th District 10. And 5th District 10 is our closest to concurrency right now. Let me bring that up real quick. So Jeremy put a call in with him, but he has not been able to get in touch with him. He may or may not want to sell, but we are trying to look for property in that general area.
Yeah, well,
and so the message here.
Good luck, because the scuttlebutt is that he's trying to get a strip mall in there.
Okay. Well,
but
we'll see what we can do.
I think it's zoned light industrial, though, right?
Yeah, right.
And he doesn't have the zoning for it.
Yeah, the county rezones things like.
Oh, yeah.
Water and wine.
No. We would fight that. We would fight that.
If this property is not.
I hope it goes.
If we can't buy it, we need to buy a piece of property in District 10 somewhere.
Yeah, but you're exactly right on its location. It needs to be north of 149th.
Yes, on that other side of that Peter Road or two.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of housing there. Very dense.
Are you looking at return money if you don't spend it?
Yes, that's the chief just answered. I don't know if you are familiar with this. This is 5th concurrency. And so you're looking at districts, there's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. As the time goes by, we take money in 10 years ago. We take money in right now, in 10 years, we have to have it expended, otherwise we have to give it back. That's what these numbers represent. This is kind of a caveat timer. The money starts going down to zero, and it starts going to the negative. As you can see, as of February of 2016, right here, we go negative 18,471. March, we're negative 57,000. April, 107,000, and so on and so forth until we really start losing big bucks month by month.
Wow.
So this money needs to get spent. So let's say we bought that Stan Firestone property for $600,000. What's for those people that earn it? As you can see, we spent. Keep going further here. Okay, right about there. Let's say we bought it for $550,000. That'll wipe us. That'll carry us until
January 22.
January or September of 2022.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about
that. And that I will tell you that's one of the areas that that you'll be really challenged in, because, like I said, when we were looking for the Chinook Park, we went through and talked with a lot of the neighbors that had larger pieces of property, because there just wasn't anything. And in 5th District 10, literally, it'll be a challenge to find in that area.
Correct. Yeah,
So.
And everybody knows.
But I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. If he's considering selling, that would be a great location.
Yes, it would. It would be a nice location. So any place in that general vicinity, you know, yeah, that stretch.
We will.
Now, what about, is that right by the sinkhole?
Let's put back that picture again.
Put that picture back up. Is it this sinkhole?
It's actually high level ground. I would see where it's
standing.
Right here.
Where's 10? Yeah. It's on the left side of 10, yeah, just up by Whipple
it's
Creek.
Right here. It's on your road. It goes up to 10.
I might be thinking on the wrong property. I can't see.
This one's zoned R10, but if he's trying to get it, reason.
No, I was thinking of this over here. Well, this is where they were going to shut in now. Yeah, there's the fifth. This is where they were going to put that housing.
Yeah, so it's zoned R10.
Yeah, because this is the light industrial over here that I thought.
No.
Oh, that's even better.
Okay.
No, it is. They were going to put in these little skinny roads. I will tell you, the neighbors over there will be very supportive.
Don't say a word.
I won't say a word.
This is just
I'm not telling you.
You told one lady not say a word.
I can keep a secret. I thought that was the other side of 10. I thought it was the other side of town.
At the appropriate time, you will be the champion of this project.
Oh, you bet.
At the appropriate time. Yeah. Okay.
The message here is we need, we had a real estate agent that approached us about buying another piece in District 9 just recently, but it didn't really fit our needs. It was on Hazel Avenue on a busy road. It just didn't look like a good fit for a neighborhood park. But we did ask him to keep his eyes open for other properties.
Well, you've got to close the deal in the next 30 days or so, don't you?
What's that?
To lose that $18,000, don't you have to close the deal here?
No, February 2016.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we've got a little bit of time. But
yeah, but look, isn't the sinkhole right up there to the right of it?
It's a sinkhole for now.
Well, yeah, you should be aware of that, though, because they don't advertise that a lot.
The sinkhole, huh?
Yeah.
We're looking at the sinkhole.
If you need a response back from the advisory board about spending the money before we return it, that's the action we need.
Right. Once we...
And that should be happening. We should make that
response.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer. Yeah.
But we can't really talk about properties out loud because we'll just screw up every deal we can ever be involved in.
So it'll be probably months down the road before I approach you again about this. Because we have to get a staff report up to discuss a sale agreement with them. And that has to go in front of the board of counselors. At that time is when I'll bring it up to you, because it means we have a serious offer on the table. That he's saying, yes, I will sell to you at XYZ. Yeah. And then we have to go through an extensive appraisal. And we can give them 10% over appraisal. That's our limitation as a county. Mm-hmm. We can't go any higher than that. So if it appraises at $500,000 and we can afford $550,000, but he wants $650,000, the deal's out. It's just that simple.
I recommend we strike this discussion from the
minutes.
Yeah.
In which case,
there you go.
He absolutely may like the legacy of his name.
Well, I think on every transaction, we're going to ask him about potentially donating a share of that, because it's a tax write-off for them, and it does leave a legacy if they so specify as a condition of sale that park is named after them.
Yeah.
We can do that. It's part of our policy.
And here's a little more leverage you might be able to use for that piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
As you see this development just to the left of it.
Yes.
That's Whipple Creek Estates, I believe it is. Very high-end homes there, and they are absolutely disgusted because when they did the model of how this development was going to go in, you see that street right there in the middle of theirs?
Yes.
That's what they're going to use as the access points. And then the roads that are projected for within that proposed development are half-size roads. This old neighborhood over here is extremely politically active. Those just to the left, yeah. That's your Whipple Creek Estates over there, right to the left of it. That. Like Marlon Howard and such, very, very active down at BOCC. That development is not going to go in without a huge fight from the neighborhood the whole way. So that might be why he might be motivated to move on and go do something else somewhere else.
Right.
So just so you know that.
Okay, I want to just stop this conversation and strike for the minutes, personally.
Yes. There's no guarantee.
Yeah.
It gets
no,
us
no guarantee.
We could have too many things that get in the way.
Correct.
Of having it in public. Okay. Further?
That is it. So I've got. Oh, I wanted to bring up the fact that I'm going to be gone on the 24th.
Right.
But we've already discussed that. So that's all I've got.
Okay.
One question.
Yes.
For the reporter, how is the light department?
Oh, yes. What's that?
How's the
Polite
Park property?
I was supposed to have met with Pam Mason this morning to finalize the staff report so we can get it into the Board of Councilors on the 4th, I believe, of May, which is a first Tuesday, I think. I think we're going to pick up this next week to finalize that with the intention of still having it go to the Board. Once approved, then we can make the sale and we'll be done.
Still looking.
Oh, yeah.
Capable.
Absolutely. The buyers. Pretty much signed off with this day for what
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's in District 9.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Well, let's do a round the table, starting with Adam.
I'm just happy I'm here.
Nothing wrong with that.
I have a question. Is this where we can ask general questions?
This is your chance to say whatever you want about anything you want.
Oh, excellent. As if I don't.
Right. This is the appropriate time for you.
There is that pear tree park, it right behind the country store.
Foley
Park. Mm-hmm. There is, which is spectacular, and that view back there, what a gem of a little space. But there's only access on the west side of the park. The fence that runs along the east side and just a little corner, if you will, right behind that country store, it's all fenced off. And there's a gate, which may or may not, I don't know if it's a neighbor's gate or if it's the park's gate, but it has a lock on it.
Neighbor's gate.
Jeremy, can you bring this up on the screen quick enough?
How do you request to get public access from the east side? So that development that's coming in just on the east side of that park would love to be able to walk to that park, walk their dogs. I mean, because they don't have, they're pretty, they've got the field.
Is it a brand new development going in?
It is. It's just finishing up. And then right behind the country store, there's planned for development. And then we're going to have this. The large farm, if you will, it'll have a couple little parks in it, but having just sort of access from multiple directions would be fabulous to that park. And I'm wondering, how would you go about requesting a gate access to that east or south side? Because there's just a little bit on the south side.
It's just a matter of the developer talking to us and making sure that there's public access to our park property.
Can you guide him to get into the
which park?
Foley Park.
So 119th Street, west of 7th Creek, Jeremy. Follow right along 7th Creek. Yeah.
I love that you have a quick internet now.
We're not quite set up
yet.
We're
not set up.
It's going to be a lot faster. We're nearly about a week away from having the ability to run about 14 computers in here at once.
Oh, beautiful.
On ice get internet.
Sweet.
So. 26. It's about right.
Yeah. You're getting there. To the right more. There you go.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Still pretty quick.
That is very good.
So it's that property, and in that little, the property to its right, and then down on 119th, that's the little country store, and that's a whole sort of just patch of field right now. The rumor is, I haven't seen anything come through, that that's going to be more, you know, townhouse style, whatever, a little bit more dense. But if there's a way to add access from even a path from the back of the country store to the back of that field, so that everyone on that sort of east side of that could access the park.
There is a pedestrian opening that thought right here.
There is not.
And there's
one right there, yeah. But this person has
a
gate.
Right?
it's gated, and the people put a lock on it.
When we fenced this, this neighbor argued successfully to have a gate put in there. I mean, which we don't typically do until the park's developed, but we did allow it for this one. So.
Well, then people started using it, and they put a lock on it. So yeah. They don't want people walking down that street on their property to get through
property,
it.
So we can't do it.
Right.
I mean, unless the store agrees that it will allow people to walk through the property to access the park, we can't do that. But if you said this is a development that's going in right here, right now?
Just down below where the light, no, one more down. Okay. Yeah, that one, there's nothing happening there, but there's talk of.
Well, the problem that we have with this, the store's been really generous. When we have our volunteer events out here, they do allow volunteers to park there. But if we do put an access in here, eventually that parking lot's going to have a lot of cars there that is not serviced in the store.
Well, I had to look at them when we fenced this because of where the property line was, and they are not looking for people coming back. There's not a lot to deter that type of activity.
And this is not really a neighborhood park as of yet. It's still a developed property. But because of the volunteers, it actually brought that to a higher level.
Yeah, it's whoever's been working on it.
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteer events there. We had Robert Abundance out there who actually did a lot of work with the trees and turned them up and actually made them producing it.
Yeah.
And we just had a volunteer event about 2 weeks ago where they brought in 20 yards of chips. The chips are
the well, I noticed that I walked through it again. I'm like, wow, if people are really working on this park, maybe now's the time that we can talk about maybe a gate for that east side.
This is one of those things where community development, as the permits come in to do develop that property that we've got highlighted right now, if that's something we want, it needs to.
I don't know who the developer is or anything else.
Typically, when a developer butts up against our park, they're coming to us to ask us if they can have access into our park, and the answer is usually yes. As long as they have a walk, you know, they put a walkway in our walkway.
They need road surface in there, which they probably will need something.
Right.
We should be. That's why that one point in our objectives is so important. That's where these things are asked. The questions are asked. Yeah.
And just so you know,
can we scroll down just a little bit, Jeremy?
Just a little bit of this owner here has proposed to sell the property to us. That piece of property, make it twice the size.
Oh my gosh, that would be the most sought-after wonderful park ever. We should put a venue out there for renting it because the view is spectacular off the back end of that park.
But I don't know if it's going to fit into our plan as of yet. We're going to make it into another community park.
Because it would be a community park.
It really depends. And what's holding me up right now is the comp plan. I mean, what does the public want us to do with the monies that we've got right now?
But the public doesn't know what the options are. That's the problem. They want to develop a park down the way because you came to them at one point and said, how would you like this park developed? And so now they just know that. They don't know that there could be this wonderful.
Oh, it's huge.
The view there is so amazing.
But of course, you know, just due south, it's a bigger place. You know, that's a future community site that a lot of elements very interested in developing.
This is why they pay you the big bucks. We want them all.
Of course. Sure. I'm sorry. I would have to say, you know,
amazing.
They've done.
Well, they have to use their own money in their own district. You
know? Okay.
All right.
Continue.
All right. So you can't have at this point we don't have an access.
If we had the express permission of the private property owner. And they would allow public to go through the property, then we'd take a look at it. Let's try that.
That's too bad. Okay.
Anything else? School stuff?
Well, I was just trying to think from a school's perspective. We have a couple agreements that have expired, and I don't know if that's a discussion for here or not expired.
I think we can have that.
Offline, yeah. So I just have those, but nothing that was really shareable yet from the school's perspective. I mean, we're working on our comp plan, working on, you know, what ifs and who knows, and things like that.
Are you feeling like the district and the park system are hand in hand on this, we're moving forward? Because, you know, I'm always the park school concept as much as possible. When we're looking at our system, wherever we can add a park next to a school, it both win.
I think for us as a district right now, our immediate 6-year need is not on the north end in the county. Our immediate need is more south. Those needs that are in the north are more out further than 6 years. I know we're having to put a gate around our facility next to the park off of McCann, an entire fence. We're going to fence the entire frontage of that property because we can't keep ATVs, four-wheel off-roaders, and can't keep people from building on that property, like playhouse, clubhouse, cement pudding kinds of things. Very strange.
Where is that property?
Wow. I think that abuts.
Can we bring that onto the screen so we can see what we're talking
about? It's on McCann, so it's...
It abuts Sergeant Crawford Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, north of Goleta Park.
Yeah.
Right by, what'd you call it, Sergeant?
Sergeant Crawford.
Crawford Park, yeah. They butt up next to each other. So that's been a really interesting experience for us. We're really struggling with that property. And I don't think it has anything to do with the park.
No.
Being adjacent to, but it's really...
We have a walkthrough that goes through your property.
I think we may have gated it off because we've had multiple discussions with neighbors who are building on the property. I mean, we've had to take down the structures several times, and they've put some money into them, but they very strange.
That happens a lot. Encroach on the property and they build things of value, like
sheds. Of value, you know? I mean,
they let it sit and they have them and they don't make them, you know.
Well, that's why we got more money. So that's the big property, that whole you're on it.
Right there.
We own everything except for the middle part where the house is. So I think it's...
What do we own?
Left, bottom left, connected to the big one.
This one?
Yeah, one down below. You own that. That's the park.
Sergeant Brad Crawford Park.
And so the three large parcels that make kind of a U shape where the house is not.
Uh-huh.
See all the trails?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like an off-roading kind of thing. And back in there, there's some back in the tree kind of areas is where they're physically building stuff.
There?
Yeah.
Mike? Really?
It is very unusual. So.
So where are you fencing between?
We're fencing McCann from the left side of the property to the right side of the property as much as we can.
You know,
I don't think so. We have an agreement to purchase it somewhere. It's already fenced between the two. I don't think we've let the gate stay open anymore. Because we're having so many problems. I don't even think there is a gate, actually.
See, anytime I see a fence go between parks and schools, it always frustrates the hell out of me.
It is.
That's why I was asking the question.
Yeah, well, that's why I bring it up. I mean, have you guys had any problems in that park at all? I mean, I walk that park, and I don't see...
Not really, no. Ever. It's a quiet park for us. We haven't had any problems.
Yeah.
I know Malala wants to do a phase 2 effort there. She does actually have some funds in the park foundation fund for it.
What is there to do in the second
floor? She wants to put a reflecting area. I don't remember what the specific is.
It seems pretty built up.
I've been thinking about the minutes, the thing, the action workshop action item. I think one of the things that the workshop action item that we was the creation of a letter of the Clark County Councilors, a recommendation. Derek recommends a sports contract renewal between Conservation Techniques and...
I did that letter.
Yeah.
Right, so I think that's
what that was.
Yeah, so... But it just needs to say that.
Right.
Yeah.
So for next meeting, because we're not approving minutes this time anyway.
Right.
We'll just add that.
Yep.
Curiosity got you. Went looking.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sorry.
Okay. So you're. Thank you for that. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we need to.
Yeah. At least hear. Odd something. I mean, we're not ready to build on it yet, and so it's. But
okay.
When we are.
Yeah.
We'll want to open it all back up.
Question for you: do you have any plans on building south of Sorensen Neighborhood Park?
Oh, connected. Well, we have technically plans for all the property that we have. Mm-hmm. We just don't have it. It's not a six. It doesn't appear to be a 6-year need right now. That's same thing with McCann. I mean, we anticipate, but we don't see a 6-year need on those two right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be a great property to.
Okay, well, continue our round the table discussion here. Barbara?
For me, just some key points I got from our meeting.
We met with the commission of the councilors this week.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Anyway, some of the things that were asked for specifically for our meeting, our BOCC meeting next week is. And this is more on the generic level. She referred specifically to Alternative 4 on the GMA, but her question is if something like that is adopted, that it would bring 10,000 new building lots, and it would, of course, impact our plan with a comprehensive plan. She would like a response on how we are responding to, and I know you've got the answer with your population projections, et cetera. So you'll want to address that on a generic form, that you're looking at variable populations. She said she wanted a list of the recommendations in a summary format. She would like to see a recap of the outreach, which I know you're already preparing. She wanted updated balances for the PIF and the updated PIF map in our response
really,
to separation.
She didn't understand the difference between the district and the 10 districts.
Yeah,
the 10.
And the GMA, our growth, urban growth, I mean, urban growth boundaries. Her questions were also in relation to the shared PIF zones. Had we redrawn those lines yet? So
meaning,
she was looking for a new map or an update on that.
Five is now 2, 7, 8.
Yeah, and then of course what you just said, the difference between the PDB and PIF district. So.
Basically, our divorce decree with the city that was done last year.
Right.
She probably hasn't had a chance to see that, even though it's out there, which divided the money up of the different pockets between.
Is the
yeah
okay? So the PIF map is essentially updated. It's already on the grid.
It's on the park.
There's a lot, and the PIF balances are out there too. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
This is what she's asking for.
I shared this with Jean because we'll get bogged down trying to get through the process, and she'll throw this out at us. And because she asked us in a meeting this week, we feel like we need to be prepared to answer that and not get bogged down in the meeting.
The role of our commission. Now that's a nice thing for her to ask Bill and staff for, but to ask our commission for those things is really odd.
Well, she saw us in an advisory position, and it doesn't, I guess from my perspective, is that if that's her expectation of us as an information provider,
we're passing this on. Is it?
And what we're going to do is we're going to ensure that information is provided. You know,
and
she,
maybe we can help her understand the role of this information.
So just for Barbara, so
we could really mess Bill up if we did all this kind of stuff without him.
Actually, all we wanted to do is just report back to him what was said.
Right.
That's all we're doing.
Which is good.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to make sure that he brought, because I know a lot of this stuff is out on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not going to say to her, well, go look at the grid. That just did not seem appropriate to me.
No,
it seemed much better that we take a sheet of paper and say, here are the balances of the grid.
I think we'll probably send that to them at the same time that we send the goals.
Yeah. So it just seemed to me that that answer her questions up front.
So just to just recap, with the alternative four, she wants to know how that's going to affect our parks planning.
Our parks comprehensive plan. And, of course, there's that whole thing where we've already got population growth projections, right? And then there's the whole issue of alternative four extends the urban growth boundary. But, of course, then you've got your... We didn't want to get into all those little things
that didn't get into
PIF districts don't automatically adjust.
That's correct.
So, yeah, she was looking for the boundaries of the PIF district.
This
and her familiarity with the city, of course, brought about her questions about the shared PIF districts and where the boundaries were drawn.
Just to clarify very quickly, and I'm by no means an expert on alternative four or option number four, but its primary impact is going to be in rural areas.
Yeah. North.
Our home to school districts and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We have a meeting with staff about what the four means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know that Councillor Stewart likes details. And so if you brought those, here's a piece of paper, then she's got it to walk away with, and we don't have to spend 40 minutes on it.
Yeah, I wished I'd had this in front of me when we were there. I had as much as I could possibly have. This would have solved the problem, just having, here's your 10 districts, this is where the city line is, this is the Greater Clark Parks District.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was confused by the blue area. She saw that as Vancouver urban growth boundary. And so we had a lot of things that we weren't there to educate her on. So I just don't want next week in our work session with them to throw back to while we talk to the two chairs or co-chairs on these issues, because that's not our role. And to take that one step further, really we bogged down with Commissioner Melke on a lot of surplus property stuff. That's all he wanted to talk about, and we're not in the position to know what surplus properties are. He one answer, I think, if we can give him a win-win in any way, shape, or form, would be when we get to stormwater facilities. There's a possibility in some of these, like Thomas Wetlands or Glenwood Stormwater Facility, or what's the third one?
I scanned it all in and sent it to Bill and Leanne.
If in fact we make those available and open to the public, we can add those acreages to our inventory, of which will go towards our total inventory lands. Mm-hmm. But they have to meet certain criteria, of which the comp plan will expect. I think that's the answer to him on that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's a no-brainer either. But anyway, that's the takeaway on that. And I did talk to Bill right after, so I wouldn't forget what they talked to us about.
Yeah.
A week ago. What was that? 3 days ago.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Good plan.
Well, thank you for enduring. I appreciate it.
You got anything else, Barbara? You sure?
No.
I don't believe. You must have some mother-in-law stuff or something.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just so jazzed about that one. I'm just going to...
One thing that was handed out yesterday or sometime this week was the comp plan accomplishments and tasks. I think this is really helpful for us all. I don't know if this was in our packet, but
that is actually that's on the website.
Yeah. That's 6 weeks old or something.
It is 6 weeks old.
But she's looking for that summary.
There's one check mark that we checked out, but other than that.
She asked for this, and I gave her the copy of it, and that was fine in my mind. It tells us, you know, we know that August 18th is kind of a guess number and all that, but the point is, for our purposes too, it's kind of nice to review what steps we've done and what we're going to do.
Yeah,
I really like this.
I wonder if it would be wise of us
at our session that we pull up our webpage and just show them what's on it.
So we can do that.
Where do we have a 30-minute work session?
It's an hour.
Oh, it's more.
We anticipated spending about 25 minutes and then the rest of Q&A.
Okay.
That was the same thing we just did this last Wednesday. We probably figured for about 25 to 30 minutes for the Lifeguard Ambassador Program, but that stretched into an hour pretty easily. So we've got it figured for an hour.
Sure.
And just to clarify, I think you might have said next week, but it's actually the week after.
Right, I'm at the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm
so
referring
like
to
you. Only have a couple
yeah.
days.
It'll be like next week. It feels like
it. Feels like it, yeah.
The information due on Tuesday, so that's why I'm saying next week. Anyway, if this thing is something that helps us
absolutely
get through their vision of where we're going with this thing, it helps.
Sure.
That plus the calendar. Calendar keeps us really.
That's a great calendar.
Like that calendar, Leanne.
It's mandatory.
Every day.
That's all I have. I felt like I was here full time this week. I'm not sure
yes,
I was,
were.
But felt like it. So
did a lot of work for us this week.
I guess we should. I was hoping we could. Well, we'll be through a little bit before 3. Give you, Leanne, some time to take care of some business for us. Anything else that anybody wants to bring up before? Jeremy, you've been pretty quiet over in the corner. Thank you for bringing up the maps for us. I like the fact that we can always have that available to us. If this building gets faster, it'll be easier. Because when we're talking about these things, if you can't visualize where it's at...
Yeah, then we'll never be able schedule it because everybody else will want it too.
Well, no, we'll just never know what we're talking about when these little... fixes come up.
Really one thing that Jeremy did this week was to we made up some PIF maps, one map for each district. So it kind of blows it up so you can see exactly where that district line is and all the roads inside of it.
Nice.
And we put them on hardback so we can use them as displays.
Yeah.
And we'll start. I forgot to bring them today. I was going to show them to you, but we'll bring them to the next meeting.
Yeah, it might be raining when you leave anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are ones I like in electronic form.
Well, you have them in there.
You're so electronic,
one by one.
Barbara.
He's got them separated.
Yeah.
That shows all of the streets.
Well, what I'd like to see is where you come up with this, and then if you want to know more, you hit the button, and it goes right to that one. Wanna.
Thank you very much. The high quality and affordable.
High quality and affordable, yeah.
You know, I've got my own passport.
Which one?
The terabytes. It's about this big.
So, just... So now that we're adjourned.
Yep. Just adjourned.
Actually, really quick.
Oh.
Just want to encourage members to attend the stakeholder meetings also.
Oh yeah, they're on our calendar.
Yeah. So
I need the calendar out there.
You can have my copy. I have.
One was in here.
We might check to see who's going to be at which ones too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I plan on attending the NAC one, and I'll be at the... I'm not going to the trail one. I'm going to let Kelly cover that, but I was planning, but...
I
was thinking
like
that. No,
I want you there.
I know, darling.
I'm kidding.
You're just going to have to compete with Alicia, and she's cuter than you are.
Okay, we're done?
Yes.